Awesome. So, like you said, thanks for the introduction. My name is Ryan Schroeder. I'm a senior at Purdue University studying natural resources and environmental sciences. And my topic today is a research project I've been working on for the past year titled Utilizing Geographic Information Systems to Locate Endangered Gravel Hill Prairies of the Wabash River Valley. And my research advisor is Dr. Daryl Schultz. So a little bit of background for these, for those of you who might not be familiar with Indiana and some of our geomorphology. During the Wisconsin glaciation, northern Indiana created a very geomorphologically mosaic in the Wabash River drainage, as you can see here in the northern part of the state, with the black line being the boundary of the Wisconsin glaciation, creating a geomorphological mosaic of till plains, outwash terraces, and caims and other things of that nature. This created a very unique mosaic of native ecosystems in the southern central part of the state. Here in this map, you can see all the light areas were deciduous forests, while up here in the northwestern portion of the state were our prairie areas. And there was one particular prairie type of prairie here in this part of the state that's a very particular ecosystem of interest, and they're called gravel hill prairies, and they are different from regular tall grass prairies as they occur on xeric gravel bluffs and caims. And this is particularly the easternmost range of a number of different plant species that are more often found in mixed grass prairie ecosystems. And this easternmost extent is driven by soil and topographic drivers that we'll be talking about. So the particular soil series of interest is a Rodman gravelly loam. This is a sandy skeletal mixed mesic typical capudol. And this is a picture of one of the gravel bluffs at one of the known remnants of a gravel hill prairie just south of Purdue University's campus near the Weah Creek. So a little bit about the significance in our research goals. These Indiana gravel hill prairies are a state endangered ecosystem, and which reflect plant communities very much more similar to those farther west in prairies such as in Kansas, Nebraska, farther west like that. And there are seven state endangered plant species that occur on these. And the last time a study was done to try to locate remnants of this particular ecosystem was done back in 1984. And they located four different remnants, three of them here on the Weah Creek. Purdue University is just north of us, about five miles. They're named Lookout Point, Wabash Breaks, in the Weah Creek Gravel Hill Prairie, and they're managed by three different entities: the Nature Conservancy, Niches Land Trust, and Indiana Department of Natural Resources. And there are only, out of these four known remnants, there's only 5 hectares of this ecosystem left in the state of Indiana. So this particular ecosystem is almost extirpated from the state. And our goal was to locate additional unknown remnants with new technologies that had not been available back in the 1980s when the study was done. So these are the seven state endangered plant species. Some really interesting ones to me is kitten tails. It really does look like a kitten's tail. And aromatic aster is actually one that we found during our study. So a little bit about the methods using geographic information systems for our spatial analysis using ArcGIS 10.3. The major data sources that we used were the NRCS's GSERGO data set for Indiana, county digital elevation model data, and what was really important was aerial imagery. And what I did to make it in brief was create a habitat suitability model looking at the real big driver of the soil and the topographic position in which the soil occurred, which was south and west facing slopes, which received the largest amount of solar radiation, creating these incredibly dry conditions in an otherwise mesic environment. And after developing the model, went through aerial imagery and delineated areas of interest. We were looking for canopy gaps in these bluffs that otherwise were forested, looking for areas with more grassy type environments. This is a hillshade example. This is an example here with the red being unsuitable soils, the green being those suitable soils with those particular aspects between 157 degrees and 293 degrees, which is southeast to northwest. And this is example of the delineation process. You see here along the suitable soils, we have two areas here and here that show as being a canopy opening, and those were then delineated as such. So the methods to going out and field studying, very briefly, the collaborators that I had in this project were the Nature Conservancy of Indiana and Mitch's Land Trust. We focused specifically on Tippecanoe County, and I'll get to that why we focused on one particular county here in a second. We visited as many accessible sites as we could, developed a plant list, and our goal really was to try to find the state endangered plant species. This is an example, or this is what the lookout point Gravel Hill Prairie remnant that's managed by the Nature Conservancy looks. So some GIS results. We had currently analyzed Tippecanoe and Fountain counties, and in total in the entire state of Indiana, there's about 10,000 hectares of these Rodman gravelly loam soil series, which is relatively small considering Indiana's overall area. So for Tippecanoe County, you had 4,000 hectares of total soils, a little over 1,000 suitable hectares, and so quite similar turnout in terms of percentages-wise for Fountain County as well. So in total, we found in Tippecanoe County 550 potential areas of interest, which was really significant, which was really astounding to me that going through the aerial imagery, actually find that many possible areas that could potentially have these ecosystems on them. And total areas delineated so far has been between these two counties is 809. We've also looked at one other area, making a total that we've delineated about 847. So in total, we've scouted 47 in the past year, primarily in Tippecanoe County. And at the moment, we have found five previously unknown remnants, which is quite astounding to me. That's not a bad percentage-wise in terms of places that we've gone to. One of them, the most significant, is that we actually have found one of the state endangered plant species in a site that was previously unknown. That was the aromatic aster. And the other four have very characteristic dry mesic to xeric indicator vegetation at multiple different levels of habitat degradation. In addition, we've also found numerous quite high-quality oak woodlands and other ecosystems such as that the Nature Conservancy and the local Mitch's Land Trust is interested in possibly pursuing for conservation purposes. So this is the actual spot where we have the previously unknown location of aromatic aster, the state endangered plant species. It's the flower right here. It's overlooking the Weah Creek. Just not too far from the other three known remnants that are here on the Weah, and other these are the list of the other species that we found in association with that particular state endangered plant species. So the significance of this particular work is that we actually did so far we have located a previously unknown remnant, however small it may be. It's about like the size of the stage, which is significant in the fact that it's still there, but they're very, very small and surrounded by invasive species, primarily amur honeysuckle. But despite the degradation, this particular plant's community is still there. In terms of model effectiveness, obviously with this, finding a gravel hill prairie is not guaranteed, but we did find numerous high quality natural areas such as open oak woodlands, which are disappearing from our landscape as well. It's definitely been a learning process, especially with the aerial imagery interpretation. I don't have a computer model to go through that quite yet. I've fiddled with some things, but it's definitely a learning curve and actually finding, okay, what's the size that I really need to be in order to accurately say, okay, this is a good spot to go to, this is not. Conservation organizations such as the Nature Conservancy, Mitch's, and the DNR, we have gotten them involved in this process, and at the moment we're actually reaching out to landowners to try to, with these particular remnants that we have found, to try to conserve them and try to protect this state endangered habitat, and we've already started the conservation process on two of these sites that we've visited. And future work, there's still 35% of these particular Rodman soils that we need to, that I would like before I graduate to try to analyze. And also there's some holes in the map where you have, the Rodman soil series just stops at a county line. So there's obviously some differences in how these soils were classified back when they were mapped in the 80s. So trying to correct that and then look at those particular similar soil series and see how they, and see if we can look at those as well to try to kind of fill in those gaps. Because we know that there's likely places where these occurred, just not on these particular rod and gravelly loams. We were only looking at those particular soils because that's the only soil series that they are found to be mapped, or that have been mapped that they are found on currently. So this is actually what the Lookout Point Gravel Hill Prairie looks like. It is a beautiful spot, and it's pretty much drives home the importance that this kind of ecosystem and habitat is disappearing in the state, and it's very important to me to try to preserve and protect this particular ecosystem that is of a reflection of Indiana's natural heritage. Now open for questions. Thank you. Over on the left, yep. The resolution of the aerial photos is it's a one-foot aerial imagery done by Indiana Maps. They have some really good leaf-off imagery that I utilized for my analysis. So one-foot resolution.
What are you looking for in your GIS imaging to find the spots?
Before I go out to do the ground truthing, is we're looking for canopy gaps. So all the imagery I meant to mention this was leaf off imagery, so looking through the canopy to see if it's a canopy opening that has more grasses and things like that in the understory. Some of them are pretty obvious, as they're like, okay, it's there's no trees or no shrubs in those, but it's the interpretation part was the hard part. As I said, it's hard to really fine tune that in. There are some computer models such as raster classification that I try to fiddle with, but that's more of a master's program if I wanted to get involved with that. So that's the hard part, is the raster interpretation, is the image interpretation.
And so then you would look at those images on the ground truth that you would just look at the plant community, or you also doing self-test, or only looking at the plant community?
We're only looking at the plant community. We knew that these are Rodman soils because they go out, we do not really a site assessment, but we look at the area, and I mean all the areas that are classified as Rodman gravelly loams, they fall under pretty categorical type of description. So all these particular bluffs and hills quite similar, and we're looking to see how open the canopy is. So and then we do the plant community surveys, and it's hard to actually do a soil pit in some of these areas because it's just so steep. Any other questions? I just would like to give a shout. I forgot to give my acknowledgments to Dr. Songlin Fay, Derek Lutchick with the Nature Conservancy, Gus Nyberg, Bob Easter, and Brad Weigel with Niche's Land Trust. They're my botany folks. I'm a soil scientist. They're the botanists, and they really have made the project a lot easier for me, so I don't have to learn all the botany. So, okay, thank you guys.